Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic health share ministry to provide an affordable health sharing program rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthshare.com. CMF Curo. Healthcare fully alive.
I got so many things I'm excited about this hour. I want to calm down and get them all out clearly. First of all, first excitement is it's open forum and Tim Staples is back. We've been missing Tim around here. He's been in Australia. He's been in Rome. But he's back now and you seem healthy and hale.
Yes. I'm back for a couple days anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as we got you today. So if you want to call and ask Tim a question, any question at all about the Catholic faith, whether you are Catholic or not, is welcome. And that number, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. But if that is not enough excitement for you, it is also a pledge drive week here. And so just 6 hours this week, we will set aside to use some of each of those hours to come to you and ask you for your support. As Tim said last hour, if you're just joining us, I will repeat it. It's a little bit like we're in a fall slump. It's weird. Usually we can kind of, okay, if summer goes a certain way, you can expect this is how fall is going to go as far as people supporting us. And it hasn't gone that way this fall. We're a bit down. So we're coming to you to ask to help us get through the end of the year. We'll look forward to a pickup in the new year, we hope. We need your support. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to support Catholic Answers Live right now. 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And to increase the excitement, to add to the excitement, last hour we had a donor who gave us $15,000 for the hour. Same donor, same amount for this hour, $15,000
that we have
for this hour.
Praise God, brother.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, though. If we have another hour like we had last hour, because it was very good. It was very good. And I just got a note. Hour one goal met.
Yes.
So thank you so much for supporting us, for coming through for us. If you're just joining us, we have a $15,000 match for this hour. If we make that match, we have had a wonderful first day, and we will be so grateful for it. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000.
And can I just say right now we're down some folks. We've only got 12 lines, whereas we had 14 in the first hour. Some folks had to leave. We need to light those babies up. And right now, we've got 9 open lines. Folks, we need to hear from you. The slate is clean now, and we've got to get another
15,000.
So, folks, we need your help right now at 888-291-8000. And again, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com if the lines are full. Right now, we don't have that problem. But, folks, I want you to consider, we see lives changed on this broadcast and through this broadcast literally on a daily basis. As I said in the first hour, Si, when I travel this world, I can go to Malaysia, I can go to India, and the Philippines, and all over Europe. And folks, every place I go, people come up and say, whether it's the Indian fellow who says, thanks be to God for Catholic Answers, it changed my life. Or it's the Italian.
Right. Okay, do the Italian.
No, you're better at it than I am.
I think so. No, I can't do it. I can't do it. I just said a silly Italian.
I can do a New Jersey or a New York guy.
Could maybe just do Michael Caine thanking you for the answers? That's your best
but
one.
The bottom line is, folks, it is phenomenal the reach we have and lives changed around the world. And you really get that when you go to Italy. And we at the conference I was just at, we had people from seven different countries speaking. We had representation from around the globe. And you have that consistent, wow, you guys, I need to tell you. In fact, some of the presenters, some of the invites, some of the folks who were invited there. In fact, I'm thinking of one guy who said, man, you guys rock the house. I go to you guys' website all the time for answers. You know, when I'm in a situation, folks, we need to hear from you. I mean, it is just so important. And I wish I could convey to you how important it is. I mean, Cy, we've tried to do it, but this is huge for us. This is a huge portion of the money that we receive so that we can do what we do. I mean, this is a huge percentage of it. So when you call on this phone right now at 888-291-8000, you are participating in the salvation of souls, changed lives, folks coming to the Catholic faith. I mean, oh gosh, the folks that I just saw in Rome. I mean, we have guys, huge names in the Protestant world that are going, you guys are amazing at Catholic Answers.
Isn't that wonderful that helping? I mean, because it is true. I mean, for example, a moral question in general, a Protestant reads what the Catholic Church teaches about a moral question. We're going to share that.
And you find, too, that among the evangelicals in particular, where you have men and women who are standing up for truth.
Praise God.
I mean, I could tell you stories, brother, how they will come up to me and say, you know, I actually agree with the church on contraception. You know, I think I can say this now. I wouldn't want to betray a lot of the folks, but I know with Hank Hanegraaff, he wouldn't mind it. Uh-huh. But I can remember years ago, back when he was evangelical, being on his radio show a couple of times and him saying, you know, I agree with the church on, but just for me, I wouldn't, you know, force it on anybody else. And he has 12 kids to prove it, right?
And he has since received the Eucharist as well.
Yes, yeah. Now he is Orthodox. But we've seen so many. Francis Beckwith, you know, the great evangelical scholar from Baylor University who is now Catholic. And down the list we could go, right? Dr. Scott Hahn and so many others. But folks, I am telling you, Catholic Answers has a key role to play in this. So when you call right now at 888-291-8000, you are contributing to the salvation of souls, transformation of life, and for the truth being proclaimed around the globe, as well as right here in the United States. So folks, pick up the phone. We need to hear from you now. We have this match, $15,000. We made it the first hour, but we need you now. There are some folks right now, you didn't call in the first hour, but you need to call now. Maybe it's that you want to double that gift. You've been given $25 a month now for years, and you're ready to up it to 50. Maybe you're willing to up it to 30. How about a $5 a month increase? Most of us, hey, just offer up a latte, right? and get on the phone and up that gift. You can go from 25 to 50. Maybe it's 50 to 100. And I got to think, my friends, we have a few more folks out there who can give that $1,000 gift. We need somebody to give that $5,000 gift this hour. 888-291-8000.
I just got to let you know, I also have been told that a man named David last hour gave us a $5,000 gift. So that is part of how we made the match as well. So,
wow.
And we're very grateful for that. Thank you. Those really help. Every bit helps. And if you have been especially blessed this year, and are able to do it, it means a lot.
Amen.
Just pick up that phone, 888-291-8000. If you're able to make that $5,000 or $10,000 gift, if you would like to make that matching money for later in the week, you can just ask for Chris Check, our president. I think he'll have to get back to you. I don't think he's in the building at this hour, but I'm not sure about that. I may be wrong on that, but you can. He'll get back to you and you work it out. And always, as you should always know, the books at Catholic Answers are open as well. He'll let you look at both sides of the ledger so you can see where the money is being spent. 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's a $15,000 match.
Amen.
Once again, for this hour, $15,000 match is extraordinary. We very rarely have matches of that size, and we would really like to use up every dollar of it this hour. 888-291-8000. I'm looking at five open phone lines right now. Let's use them all up. 888-291-8000. But let us not neglect our usual work. Let's take a question from Logan in Lindsberg, Virginia, listening on the Catholic Answers app, which was paid for by our donors, the development of that app. Logan, your question for Tim.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Welcome, brother.
Hey, I've been recently attending a Presbyterian church, and I just wanted to get your interpretation of a couple of pieces of scripture in John chapter 10.
You got it. What are those verses?
Verses 15 through 16 and 26 through 29. I really wanted to ask about...
Yes. My sheep hear my voice. Yes. Well, Logan, that's a beautiful text, and I'll especially there, verses 26 through 29. That's the famous text where Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, they know me, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no man can snatch them out of my hand." It's a beautiful text, and we as Catholics believe that Jesus is there teaching about the security of the faithful, that, you know, it's God's grace that makes us sheep. Now, of course, we have to respond to that grace, but it's God's grace that empowers us to even be able to respond. We become sheep. He protects us as the shepherd. He gives us eternal life, and we will never perish. And in fact, that is backed up there by saying, "No one can snatch you out of my hand." That is the security we have. As, you know, Father Vincent Serpa, Logan, used to say here at Catholic Answers, God just won't let you slip into hell, right? This is talking about the protection that we have as faithful followers of Jesus Christ. Now, Logan, where we disagree with Presbyterians, and you know, whether you're a five-point Calvinist or a two-point, you know, some believe in total depravity and perseverance of the saints. You have, as you know, Logan, different folks accept different numbers of the 5 points of Calvinism. But we believe, as Catholics, the one thing that Jesus does not say can't happen in that text, that is, we can walk away from him. Jesus never takes away our free will. And this is why, you know, Jesus will say, for example, as you know, in John chapter 15, just a few chapters later, he says, "I am the vine, you are the branches," but that we have to remain in him, because if we do not remain in him, in verse 6, it says that we'll be cut off, gathered into bundles, and cast into the fire, which is a reference to hell. But notice, that's something we can choose to do, to walk away from God. Our protection, my friend, according to John chapter 10, is not in us. Our protection is in Jesus Christ. It's his power that makes us sheep. It's his power that keeps us. And as long as we're walking in union with him, we will never perish.
Thank you so much for that call, Logan. We do appreciate it. And I feel like today, it's maybe this is... Providence, but quite a few Protestant callers today, and I think I forgot to invite non-Catholic callers both hours, so I'm glad that people feel welcome to call. Logan, call back anytime. We do this open forum 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. You're always welcome. 888-291-8000 is the giving number, and I have to tell you, fewer than half the lines are full right now, and we have a $15,000 match. It is somewhat urgent that if you've been thinking about giving, that you do so. 888-291-8000, the number 888-291-8000. If I may, if you have never given before to Catholic Answers, if you are thinking about it, we only have... And an average of per tower that we are broadcast on, and we don't own the towers; those are owned by other people. But per tower that we are broadcast on, we average 13 donors. So if you think about your radio tower that you're hearing us on right now, and that radio tower, think of all the people who are under it who listen, might chance upon the station, or maybe listen every day. Out of all those people, 13 are keeping this program on the air. We calculate that if that number just went up to 15, 16, 17, maybe in our wildest dreams, 20, we would be we would have much greater ability to be in more media places sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and the fullness of the truth about his church.
Amen.
So let's just say you're driving and you're thinking, well, there's 13 other people paying for it. If you could be number 14,
yes.
If you could say, well, I only have $10. I only have $25. That's really not important. What's important is every dollar is going to get matched dollar for dollar up
that's
to $15,000
right.
this hour. And we need to get our per tower numbers up. Yeah. If you can be person number 14 under your tower, if you can be person number 15, if you've never given before, you become that person. And that is huge for us. 888-291-8000 is the number. I repeat, it is somewhat urgent because we have experienced a strange October slump here, maybe September too. I know that at the end of August, we were feeling pretty good because people had really come through for us on the summer pledge drive and all that. And suddenly I'm in a meeting the other day and Chris tells us it not looking so good right now.
Yeah,
so.
This was a shocker, folks. But you know what? We're living in such crucial times right now. I really got fired up at this Rome conference with some of the speakers. Dr. Everett Piper, tremendous man from he's in Oklahoma, Wesleyan University, who wrote a wonderful book, I think it's called Not a Daycare, where basically he challenges his students with truth. And you had a snowflake student that, complained and such, and it became a big story, but he stood firm on truth. And it was such a blessing hearing from this man and also hearing him say, the Catholics stand with me more than my evangelical brothers when it comes to, absolute truth and standing for the truth. Folks outside of the church are seeing it, my friends. And in the midst, in a day and age where we have such attacks against the church, we have corruption in the church that's being dealt with even as we speak. There has never been a more important time for the purity of the gospel of Jesus Christ to go out over the airwaves. And we at Catholic Answers are no compromise. We preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. No, if you want Pope bashing, that's not Catholic Answers. But if you want truth, that's Catholic Answers. We proclaim the truth, the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. And we need to hear from you right now. We are in need. As our brother Cy Kellett said, we're in a downtime right now, but I believe you guys are going to come through. Folks, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I see, a line just opened up right now at 888-291-8000. And if you can, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And one last thing, Cy, if it's busy, don't give up.
We need you.
Calling. We need you. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or keep trying. We need you now.
All right. In 30 seconds, I'm going back to a caller. I just want to let you know, first of all, I did a wrong. I did an injustice to Chris Check. He's standing right there.
There he is.
So if you if you are one of those donors who might want to give some matching money, maybe you have been especially blessed and you have $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000, or we have a donor this hour that gave us $15,000 as a match. So I know there are people who have that kind of money. I sometimes feel awkward about it because you just you don't think about people having that kind of money, but people do, and they're often very generous. The Lord has blessed them. If the Lord has blessed you in that way, pick up the phone, give a call, 888-291-8000. Chris Check will talk to you. He'll talk to you about where the money goes, how we spend it, what it all does, put your mind at ease about, we're a nonprofit he'll put your mind at ease about how all that money is spent, but if you are especially blessed, please give a call. We did have a $5,000 donor last hour that really helped us get over the threshold to meet our match. I noticed that the calls are not coming quite as hot and fast this hour. So again, we have to call out to those folks who are especially blessed to help us get through. 888-291-8000 is the number. We'll go now to Bo in Oklahoma. Bo, you are on with Tim Staples. Your question, please.
Hello, Bo.
Hey, guys. I have a question about if Catholics, I guess in older times, didn't want people to read the Bible for themselves, because I had a friend of mine who was telling me about a guy named Erasmus,
mm-hmm.
who was translating the Bible for other people so they could read it themselves.
Uh-huh.
I'm not real sure about that history, if you could
sure
help me out with that.
Okay, brother. Well, here's the answer. The Catholic Church has always emphasized sacred scripture and the reading of sacred scripture. In fact, St. Jerome, the great saint of scripture scholars, says ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ. This was the personal secretary of Pope Damasus who translated the Latin Vulgate, what takes a committee today. This guy did as an individual. Trust me, down through the centuries. I remember reading a great book by Cardinal Gibbons, one of the first Catholic books I ever read years ago. And he talks about bringing an Anglican into a bookstore that the good cardinal was responsible for beginning in North Carolina. And the Anglican, or the Protestant, I think he says a Protestant, but he sees the bookshelves lined with Bibles. And he says, but I thought you guys condemned the reading of the Bible and didn't let your people read. And he said, I can assure you as a prince of that same church that we encourage the reading of the Bible. So the church always has. However, we do have situations, for example, the Council of Toulouse in 1229, Bo, which famously forbade Catholics, or at least certain Catholics, there were exceptions made for scholars, for people who wanted to and were giving permission to do pious reading, breviary, the Psalms and such. But a local council, this was a local bishop in Toulouse, France, did forbid the reading of scripture. Now, a lot of folks will take that, Bo, and say, see, the Catholic Church is condemning the reading of the Bible. No, the context is this was at the height of severe, a terrible heresy. And you have a similar situation in the 16th century with the advent of, you know, Wycliffe in the 14th century leading up to the Protestant reformers, where it wasn't the reading of scripture that was bad, but it was the commentaries in some of these unauthorized translations, the poor quality of some of these translations, you know, that the church was guarding her flock, guarding the sheep, if you will, and so had to, on some very few situations like the Synod of Toulouse, to pull the reins back. Again, there were exceptions made to that. But, you know, let's just think about this for a moment, though. The Albigensian heresy was so dangerous, but unfortunately, Catholics were falling to this. They were teaching suicide as a sacrament. Marriage is evil. Forbidding oaths, which, you know, would undercut the authority of government. They were teaching sedition, you know, rising up against the government and so forth. So these were very, very grave errors, and the errors were extensive, and Catholics were being deceived. And so in those situations, and by the way, you and I don't have to agree with the Bishop of Toulouse. You know, we might say today, you know, maybe he went a little bit too far there. That's fine, because that's a prudential judgment by an individual bishop. This is not the universal legislation of the church. This is not even a matter of faith and morals. So, Bo, the bottom line is people take these very few situations where the church is responding to an emergency situation. It's kind of like when in the United States government, the government calls for martial law in a certain area. Why? Because there's widespread uprisings and seditions and businesses are being looted and people are being hurt. The church, in order to protect the citizenry, will call for a curfew and say, guess what? You're not going to be out in the streets. Why? Because the government's trying to deal with this widespread violence. Now, that's a curtailing of freedoms. Yes, it is. You're not free to go out. Why? Because you're going to get slaughtered. That's kind of analogous to what Holy Mother Church has to deal with at some times. But those emergencies, calling martial law in extreme situations or the Synod of Toulouse, do not eliminate the general norm that, you know, ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ. In fact, the church for 2,000 years, I was just in the Eternal City, as we've been talking about here, and seeing those great cathedrals where we had most of the world illiterate. They could not read. So what did the church do? Put Bible stories and symbols and images on the walls of churches in the stained glass. So you walk in there and you're surrounded by all the biblical stories and the truths of our faith. The church does everything she can do to get get the truth of sacred scripture to her people.
And Bo, thank you so much for that call. I have to say we've slowed down a little bit this hour from last hour, but we have the same match, $15,000.
Oh, so I'm getting nervous.
Don't make Tim nervous.
Yes.
888-291-8000 is the number to give. That's 888-291-8000. You can also do it really quickly. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
By the way, we have 13 lines now. Somebody just went back on the line. We have 13 lines. That means 10 of them are open right now, folks. And guess what? We're coming. We've got 35 minutes left, and now I'm really getting nervous.
Because we're not close.
That means, we are not even close. Okay, there's another one. So we've got four people calling right now. We've got nine lines that are open. Folks, here we are at Catholic Answers, and we're asking you for help. We are here to help you. I can tell you, all eight apologists here at Catholic Answers, we work overtime, and I hope the government's not listening, but not a single apologist here works 40 hours a week. I will guarantee you they work more than 40 hours a week, every single one of us. I know I do, my friends. And I will guarantee, I'm not complaining. We love what we do. We love bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone. But folks, we need your help now. We're here to help you 24/7. Well, at least the working hours here at Catholic Answers. We have our apologist line. We have everything.
But the website's open. 24/7.
That's
all the videos can play 24/7. Yeah.
So a huge part of what we do is 24/7 here. We're asking you now to help us at a time where we are down financially, and we need your help. Folks, can you call that number at 888-291-8000 right now? $25, $50, $100, $1,000, and especially those monthly pledges. We need you, folks. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We're going to take a break. We just need three types of donations, small, medium, and large. If we can get those, we'll be all right. 888-291-8000. Call during the break. You won't miss any of the show. We'll be right back.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Andrews. Do you have questions about the Catholic faith? Get the answers on Call to Communion tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Uh, Like to keep you fully informed. Don't like to mislead you. And in the last few minutes, giving has picked up. It's very encouraging, and we're very, very grateful for that. So I don't like to just throw out the scare tactics and not tell the good news. And the good news is we have so many people who are kind to us and helpful to us. And it feels often to me, Tim, I wonder how it feels to you. It feels often to me like this is a work for all of us together. It feels like a team thing. Like we can't, like I certainly couldn't do it without you. You could probably do it without me, but it feels like all of us together are making this huge revolution in media that Catholic radio is happen. It feels like, you know, we have bishops who support us. We probably have bishops who oppose us as well. But we have priests and women and men religious and tons of laity. Amen. It's really a work of the whole body.
Yeah. You know, it really is. And Cy, we could not do it as well without you. That is a fact. I mean, yeah, I could do both jobs at once, but not nearly as well, my friend. You have been a huge improvement. I'm just telling you, that's a fact. What you bring to the table here is wonderful. But I also have to say, it's humbling when you go to Rome and you see, you know, Cardinal Burke, Cardinal Arinze, who come and talk to us, you know,
yeah.
And wow. You know, we have friends in Rome. We have friends around the world, and it is a blessing. And you know what? A huge part of that goes to our founder, Carl Keating,
yeah.
Who built over many years. I mean, what that man did, he built it from scratch, bro.
Yeah, that's real scratch. Yeah.
I don't have to go out on a limb to say that's something you or I could not have done.
No.
It's not in within our
No, a founder has a ability. Particular charism, really, and he has it.
He has lots of them. But Carl yeah. Keating, the vision that he had, he built this from the ground up, and he always emphasized, you know, Catholic Answers is not about an individual. It's not about Carl Keating. It's not Jimmy Akin. It's not Tim Staples. It's right. about Catholic Answers. If you know, that's something I hear from right. everybody. You know, when you think of Catholic Answers, you don't really think of an end. You think about these are the guys you go to get Catholic Answers.
Right.
That
right.
is because of the vision of Carl Keating that we are trying to continue on. And I'll tell you what, folks. It's working around the world. And so when you pick up that phone, once again, I got to say it, and you call right now, and we need you, folks. We have 1, 2, 3 lines open, 888-291-8000. You really are becoming a participant. You partake in a real way. You know, just as, you know, St. Paul talks about in Philippians 4, those who gave to his ministry,
yep.
that gift is like a sacrifice that ascends up before God and is acceptable and pleasing to him. Yeah. That is a fact. When you give money to Catholic Answers, you are participating in the salvation of souls. And I will guarantee you, my friends, on Judgment Day, you will not be, boy, I wish I wouldn't have given that money to Catholic Answers. Yeah, well, I should have drank another cup of lattes, you know?
Yeah, right. That's
I
true.
Will guarantee you, you will be glad for all eternity that you picked up that phone during this pledge drive at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, especially if you're having trouble getting through. Although right now we do it. I see two lines have popped open, folks, at 888-291-8000. But consider going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If it's convenient for you, folks, it goes to the same till. We have got to get this $15,000 match. We made the match in the first hour. I am a little bit nervous because we had quite a bit of time when there was a lot of green on that screen yeah. right there. So, folks, we need you to call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and I will guarantee you, folks, in the years to come, if the stuff we're looking at and planning comes to fruition, man, you guys are going to be part of some wonderful things that happen around the world.
And that's the truth.
And
the
you already spirit. Are.
Right, right. That's right. Yeah. And we didn't even mention Mother Angelica, another founder who the spirit really in the 1990s, you can see this planting of seeds that are yes. beginning to flower now. And we just need to keep this ball rolling because, well, I mixed metaphors there.
Yes.
Sorry, Todd Aguilar, I mixed metaphors. But we do have to keep the just yeah. keep throwing fertilizer on the plant, I guess, is the way to say it. And that sounds,
you know,
bad
what,
si, the way too.
I'm glad you mentioned Mother Angelica, because one of the many blessings we had in Rome just this past week was we went to the EWTN studios there at the Vatican, and they have been hooked up right there. Glorious little studio there. You look outside, and there's the Vatican, you know, right there. Beautiful. I've got some pictures I'll have to show you, Si. But they are doing the work, and we're a part of that. Now we have Catholic Answers Live television as well as this radio broadcast. We are a part of that EWTN. And you know what, folks? The EWTN network is the largest cable network now in the world.
Really? I didn't know that.
275 nations, my friend. And so this broadcast, Catholic Answers Live, as well as, our, of course, they were talking about television. Catholic Answers Live television goes to 275 nations around the world, wow, my friends. I mean, and folks, I have to say this. The reason why Tim Staples, I can go to Malaysia, I can go to India, anywhere around the world, and folks know who I am. I mean, I'm getting off the plane in Malaysia. Is anybody going to know who I am? Yes!
Isn't that wild?
You know? And it's because of our affiliation with EWTN and that fancy schmancy internet thing.
Yeah.
You know? That, folks, it really is a global apostolate now. And please, folks, I see some open lines here. We need you to get on the phones right now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We cannot let this hour go without getting this $15,000 match, because as Si said, if we get this second match today, we will have had, because I think that's our biggest match. I know we've had 20, like 10 and 10, but I don't remember ever having a 15-15. Right. If we make this, my friends, we have a good first day. So right now, oh my goodness, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines waiting for you at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. Please pick up that phone and dial. We are sincere. We need you. And let's go to Cameron in Omaha, Nebraska, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Cameron, your question for Tim.
Yes, thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Yes.
Si, you're wonderful to listen to, and Tim, I think you should just stick to the apologetics, not do any accents anymore. Just step away.
What? Oh, that's going to really hurt, because he's good at the accents. That's going to really hit him.
Hey,
where
you haven't even heard half of the accents.
I know. Rocky Balboa, that's going to be coming out later. All right, Cameron.
Go ahead, Cameron.
Well, I was instructing my son the other day in the faith. He's about 6 years old, and we were trying to cover souls. Who has a soul? Mom, dad, et cetera. And he says, does God have a soul? I was like,
right,
that's a good question. I know Jesus has a soul, but what about God the Father? What about
that's
God
right.
the Holy Spirit?
Great question, Cameron. And the answer is no, God does not have a soul, because there are no parts with God. God is pure actuality. He is infinite being. So you can't say, you know, there's part of him here and part of him there. So even when we talk about the persons of the Blessed Trinity, right, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they are three distinct realities, but their distinction is one of relation, not of essence. And so they are relationally distinct, Father to Son, Father and Son to the Holy Spirit to the Father and Son, and that sort of thing. But God is absolutely simple. So you can't talk about God having a soul. Now, you rightly said, Jesus has a soul, and why is that? Because the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So inasmuch as he is incarnate now, he has a human nature. And being fully man, then we can talk about a body-soul composite. He has a soul. He is an embodied soul, just as we are. And of course, we can talk about having a soul because we are a hylomorphic being, a body-soul composite. So we are a body-soul composite, whereas God is not. The key is, in him, there is no change, as we read in Hebrews chapter 1. There is no change or even the slightest shadow of turning, St. James says. There's no change because he is pure being. There's no potency in him. There's no potential. He's not, you know, part of him here, part of him there, because that would imply potency in God, and God is pure actuality, pure being. Does that make sense, Cameron?
Yes, that is wonderful. Right. Obviously, I'll explain a little bit simpler to my 6-year-old son. But as he gets older, I'll have the answers so I can tell him more directly. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, Cameron. God bless you. You know what?
What about a 6-year-old wouldn't get pure actuality?
How about pure being? Infinite being. Yeah, you might be able to grab that. Yeah. But you know what, folks? It's priceless to be able to bring people answers to questions. You know how often, Cy, we have heard on this radio broadcast, people will say, oh, my goodness. I can remember one fellow who called in and he said, Tim, I have had this question for 30+ years.
Yeah, that's...
And that may have been you. We're here. I don't know if it was you or Patrick, but I remember that question. And I was able to answer it, and there was a hush. There was just a total... And he goes, oh, my goodness. You just answered that question. That makes sense. That I've had for 30 years. Folks, that's priceless. When you bring truth to people, that guy's been struggling for 30 years, and in a matter of 5 minutes, wow, I have the answer. Or the fellow who came to me in tears in his eyes. I've told you this story, Cy. I remember it so well after conference, and he said, Tim, oh my gosh, I have to tell you this. I've been Catholic my whole life. I love the Catholic faith, but I was always afraid to talk about it. I kept it to myself because I was afraid somebody was going to show me that it's wrong, and I didn't want them to.
Oh, wow.
And he said, you guys have helped me to see that my faith is reasonable and there are answers for every question people have concerning our faith. And, you know, if they think this or that is wrong, there are answers to every one of them. And he said, it changed my life. Now I talk to everybody about the faith. That's what it's all about,
that
folks.
That is what it's all about.
But we need you to call right now if we're going to continue to be able to give Catholic answers, because we can't do it. And this is not hyperbole, folks. We simply can't do it without you. At 888-291-8000, we need to hear from you. There are some folks here. You need to give that monthly gift. As Cy Kellett knows, when you give a monthly gift, that helps us so much because we know we have this income coming in each month. Those monthly donors. Now, don't get me wrong. The one-time givers, call 888-291-8000. Absolutely. But monthly givers, folks, we need you to give that $100 a month, $50 a month, $20 a month, $10 a month, folks. That really makes a difference here. And once again, that number is 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Lori just called and made a $40 a month pledge. Lori, praise thank you God. Very much for that. I'll tell you what a $40 a month pledge is to us, $960, almost $1,000.
Because it's doubled.
Right, because it's doubled. And so you take the whole year's value, and then our donor, who is doubling every donation this hour up to $15,000, adds on to what that entire year will be. And so $960, Lori, because you pledged $40 a month. And then the other great thing is Darren has arranged for us to get these books, the Archbishop Fulton Sheen Anthology from the Sophia Institute Press. And they do such magnificent work over there at the Sophia Institute Press. This is the Archbishop Fulton Sheen Anthology, The Cries of Jesus from the Cross. You're gonna love that book. It's very hard to read Fulton Sheen. I'll tell you what, I'll put it this way. If you can read Fulton Sheen and not be closer to Jesus after you did, you are a tougher man than I, because he just has that gift of bringing you closer to the Lord. Also, in addition to the Fulton Sheen Anthology, Lori will get Catholic Traditions and Treasures, an Illustrated Encyclopedia from Dr. Helen Hoffner, also from the Sophia Institute Press. Pick up that phone and call. Can you pledge $20 a month? That's $480 for us. Can you pledge $40 a month? That's $960 for us. Can you pledge $80 a month? What would that be, Nick? Do the math real quick. $1,920. I don't even know if that's right. If you're a math professor, you can call and correct me. I think that's what it is at $80 a month. But in any case, we have this $15,000 dollar for dollar match. If you can give $10,000, please pick up the phone and call. If you can give $10, please pick up the phone and call. 888-291-8000. Lines are open. I can see them. Lines are open. 888-291-8000. Let us do our job now. We'll go take another call. We'll go to Russell in Central Texas watching on YouTube. Russell, thanks for watching on YouTube. Your question for Tim Staples. Hey, either Russell is an Android. and is now speaking Android language, or he's not there. Russell, do I have you there?
Hello?
Hi, Russell. You're on with Tim Staples. Your question, please.
Yeah, so my wife is going through RCIA.
Yes.
And she was talking. Whoa. What is that?
Russell, are you... Your wife is in RCIA, and she's wondering what?
Her uncle, who is not Catholic, brought up a Bible verse. It's the narrow gates in Matthew chapter 7.
Yes, okay. Verse 13.
And he kind of got her thinking that it's pretty much impossible to get into heaven.
Right.
And nobody's really there, and most everyone kind of went to hell.
Right.
And she is wondering what the Catholic Church is teaching on that particular Bible verses, like how that should be read.
Fair enough, Russell.
Gotcha. Russell, that's a great question. And actually, that is an area right now where there is freedom in the Catholic Church. You do have among the fathers of the church, as our good friend Ralph Martin points out in his book, Fulfillment of All Desire. I believe that's the name of it. And boy, he makes a strong case. Among the fathers, you have a great mind like St. Thomas Aquinas, who talks about how he finds rooted in man's nature being inferior to the angel, whereas one-third of the angels fell, two-thirds were saved. Humans, this is why he would say most humans are lost. I don't buy that myself, but the good news is that there is freedom in the Catholic Church on this. You will find many, many, many among the fathers to teach that most will be lost. However, Pope Benedict the 16th, and I'm trying to remember the encyclical, I think it was Spe Salvi, presents the possibility anyway that there are, he talks about how there's a small group that will go to hell and a small group that will immediately go to heaven, and the majority will make it to purgatory. Now, he doesn't get into specific numbers. What does that mean? What percentage is it? 51.2% and 48 point, you know, he just doesn't get into that. However, Catholics are free to argue this point, right? I tend to believe when you have the text like few there in Matthew 7:13, if let's say Russell, if there have been 10 billion people that have, let's say 15 billion people or 14 billion people that have ever lived, I don't know that number, but let's say roughly. If most of them go to heaven, let's say 8 billion out of the 14.
Okay.
That's few. That is few when you consider billions of people going to hell.
Okay.
Right? So I don't hold that Matthew 7:13, when it says, great is the way, many will find it, narrow is the way, few will find it. I think Jesus' emphasis there is on the difficulty of following Jesus. And it is. You're taking the hard road when you decide to follow Jesus. I don't think Jesus' point is that most people are going to go to hell. Now, some will disagree with me on that. But what do we see in Revelation 7, Revelation 14? Whenever we see the, you know, who's going to heaven, we see an enormous number, a multitude of people that no one can number. That's what we see in the book of Revelation. And I believe, my friends, that in my belief in God's mercy, and I'm so cautious to ever disagree with St. Thomas Aquinas because he's so much
really? Why would that be, Tim?
Smarter than him. But you know what I do? I say, I've got Pope Benedict, all right? He's on my side, that at least there is a possibility that most could be saved. But you know what, folks? The bottom line is we have billions of people, I would argue, who will be lost if we don't reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That should motivate you. So I think the argument over will it be more or in other words, will it be most or will it be, you know, that's a legitimate argument. But folks, we're talking about billions of souls here, hundreds of millions of souls that are lost in need of the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have Christians who need, they're in churches that are teaching insane things. They need the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. We have Catholics sitting in the pew on Sunday that are lost. They have no idea who Jesus Christ is. They go to Mass every Sunday. They need the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're about here at Catholic Answers, Russell. I hope this helps you, you know, because whatever side you come down on that particular argument, I think it's irrelevant as far as the need to go out and preach the gospel. The problem I have, Russell, is with those who say everybody's going to heaven, because that's contrary to the faith. Jesus says in Matthew 25:46, these shall depart into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels, and these into everlasting life. So, folks, the imperative is on us to proclaim the gospel. And that's what we do at Catholic Answers. And that's why we need you to call right now. We've got too many green lines here at 888-291-8000. Folks, we're coming down to the wire. I believe we can make the match.
Given what I'm seeing, we can make the match by the top of the hour. We only have 10 minutes left till the top of the hour. If you dial right at the top of the hour, somebody's going to pick up your call. I don't know if they'll stay 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, but they'll, you know, how long they'll be answering calls. But you have up till the top of the hour. If you're dialing at the very top of the hour, don't worry. Somebody will take your call. But I think it's pretty urgent right now, but I do think it's doable. I think we can hit this $15,000 match. The number is 888-291-8000. Every bit helps. If you are, as I've tried to say several times this hour, and we'll say again, especially blessed and can make a large donation, maybe you are one of those very fortunate people who can make a $500 gift or a $1,000 gift or maybe a $2,000 gift, even a $5,000 gift. Those will definitely get us either over the top or close to over the top. 888-291-8000 is the number. Catholic Answers Live. I've been doing this here. I haven't, but I've been doing this for more than 20 years now, and just growing and growing year by year through faith in God and through your support. And the growth of Catholic Answers Live means really just one thing. There's going to be more opportunity for people to come to the fullness of God's gift in Jesus Christ and in the church, to the fullness of the sacraments. And that is what makes life full of joy. I know it for myself. I believe you do, Tim, as well. Mm-hmm. There is joy in the sacraments. There is joy Amen. In living the gospel as best you can.
Amen, brother.
And then when you got to go to confession, dust yourself off,
Amen.
And start again.
I went to confession in the Vatican just a few days ago, man.
Did you?
Glorious.
Really?
Yeah, you know, you get an extra charge.
You must really be ashamed to go.
I'm joking.
You must be so ashamed that you have to go halfway around the world to go to confession. Come on, we have a chaplain right here in the building. Tim, what have you been up to?
That's right. None of your business, pal.
888-291-8000 is that number to donate. 888-291-8000. Look, only two lines open. Fill them up for us, please. I really think we can make this match this hour.
Come on, folks.
We are in a bit of a fall slump. Things didn't go as we expected in the autumn this year. We're not exactly, we don't know, ever know why. Maybe the Lord just wants to give us a little of the whip hand and work a little harder and do a little more, and that's fine.
Does he want to make me nervous?
I don't know that he wants him. I think he wants you to trust serenely in him
yes,
and work really
trust.
Hard.
I must trust.
I must trust.
But you know what? I would trust a lot more if you guys would call right now.
That would help the trust.
888-291-8000. I like to see red marks on that screen, and we got too many green ones right now at 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And again, keep calling, folks. Even after we go off the air, we still have some time, right?
Yep, and let's try to get another question in before we go,
because
we want to do what we do. Brittany Amen. In Omaha, Nebraska, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. If you could phrase your question somewhat quickly, that'll give Tim a chance to answer it.
Yeah, I'm wondering, does God call some to a life of singleness? And if so, how would one know?
Yeah, Brittany, you know, this is a fascinating question. I believe yes. I know I have some friends who say everybody needs to be vowed in life, right? But I do believe that God calls some, and for reasons we will not even know this side of the veil, perhaps, to different vocations, and one of them may well be to a life of singleness. The key is that we're devoted to Jesus Christ. And I think the way we know what God is calling us to, there's a wonderful book by Father Benedict Groeschel called A Still Small Voice. I love that book. I devoured that thing in a couple of days. It's one of those that you can't put down. But of course, Still Small Voice speaks of that biblical text that, you know, the Lord was not in the big firestorm and the tornado and this or that. But it's the still small voice. As my spiritual director said to me many years ago in Psalm, oh my goodness, now I can't remember. Anyway, the God will give us the desires of our hearts. Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5. The Lord gives us the desire of our heart. And there's a twofold meaning to that. First, God gives us the desire in our heart. So God gives us the desire of our heart. And then he gives us the desire of our heart, right? So he gives us the desire of our heart, and then he gives us the desire of our heart. And so the key is, and I'll toss in one other verse of scripture from Proverbs, the steps of the righteous man are directed or ordered of the Lord. And that text implies that you're stepping. Picture the image of you're stepping, and at the last second, God moves you and you step somewhere you didn't even know you were going to step. The steps, that is, as you're stepping, the Lord directs you, and then he gives you that peace, that still small voice to where you know that you know that you know. And this comes through a lot often of agony, of discernment, and God wants us to be seeking and praying and asking. And it's in that context, let the peace of Christ guide you.
4.5 minutes till the top of the hour. Brittany, thank you for that call. If you dial now, 888-291-8000, we will definitely get your donation in to count towards the match this hour. Keep calling 888-291-8000. If you want, you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That is tallied immediately and becomes part of the match. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or pick up that phone and dial, please. We really want to hit this match. 888-291-8000.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.